Eric in Ann Arbor, Michigan, listening on Ave Maria Radio. Your question for Carlo Broussard, please.
Hi, Cole. So I had a Protestant family member the other day just offhandedly mention that those who are in heaven don't know anything, that they're too busy worshiping God to really worry about us on earth.
Okay.
And so it didn't really give me a Bible passage, but doing some research, I believe it's in Ecclesiastes 9:5.
Right, right.
And what is King Solomon talking about here in Ecclesiastes, and what can I respond to this with?
Okay, well, if we were to tackle, first of all, the text from Ecclesiastes chapter 9, the whole context is right, you know, verse 5 all the way to verse 11. And what you find when you read the text is that the author is, you know, normally this is used in reference to the soul not existing or the idea of soul sleep. But what you find is that the author is referencing a lack of knowledge in this life. A lack of knowledge of this life, which would be appropriate in the Old Testament because the souls in the afterlife, Eric, didn't have the beatific vision. So if you read, you'll notice, like verse 6, it says, not knowing what is done under the sun. We see it again under the sun in verse 9. We see it again under the sun in verse 11. So the souls, not having the beatific vision, would not have that ability to know what is taking place, quote-unquote, under the sun in this life. So there is an element of a lack of knowledge, but that in no way means the souls in heaven right now lack knowledge, because they are in the beatific vision, receiving powers above their nature to be aware of our prayers here on earth. And you got to check out Revelation chapter 5, verses 6 through 10, and there you'll find that the souls in heaven before the Lamb offering up the prayers of the saints.